Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace be unto you as we talk about power and talk about the strength of the Holy Spirit, living in that strength by being baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I want to read in Acts 2:12, because after this experience of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, people have a tendency to not capable of understanding what this really means, what it really is. And I think here we'll get an explanation, because if you try to interpret spiritual things in the natural, you'll get in trouble. Here in Acts 2:12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" I remember when I was there. Others mocking, saying, "These men are full of new wine." Now, this is because they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. But the 14th verse said, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it but the third hour of the day." Then he gave an explanation in verse 16, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." This is that. He talked about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the anointing, the joy that these people have in their life. 17th verse said, "And it shall come to pass," this is what Joel said, "in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams." And the 18th verse said, "And on my servant and on my handmaiden, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." And 19th verse said, "I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass," verse 21, "that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." We're right in the middle of a great outpouring. With the spiritual storm that is in our generation, there will have to be those who walk on a great outpouring of the Spirit. Those of us who will prophesy, those of us who will see dreams, those of us who will see vision. So get ready to be used by the Holy Spirit mightily and be blessed and be a blessing to others. I know you can do this, and God is expecting you to do it. And you are anointed. So flow with the Spirit and follow the Spirit, and many people will be blessed because of you.